You have no place. We have authority over you. We go to the enemy's camp and we take back everything you've taken and stolen from us. And the blessing of God is on this seed. And I thank you, God, the windows of heaven are open this morning. And Lord, I thank you that when we come and give this morning, we give in faith, believing that we receive just like your word says. We love you and we praise you, God. And we give in honor of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I come and give in faith.
I'll give Jay a hand clap as he comes this morning. Amen. Come on, we can do better than that. Yeah. Glory. Amen. Thank y'all.
Praise God, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for today. So did you enjoy praise and worship?
Amen.
So very good. Praise team, great job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we Bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your power, and your grace. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. And they are yes and amen. Father, we just open ourselves up to you today, what you have for us. Father, we've entered your courts with thanksgiving and praise. And Father, we expect, we have a right to expect great miracles and revelations in your court. So we do that now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Wanda? God says to tell you that He loves you. Did you know that? You knew that, I bet.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm glad to hear it. You know, sometimes it's good just to have, you know, and I'm sure you, I'm sure we've all had God just whispers in your spirit, I love you.
Yeah.
He wants to know that He loves you.
Thank you.
And that every decision that you've got to make, not to worry. Don't worry. Every decision that you've got to make and the people around you that have to make is going to be the right decision. So no more fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Daughter, well, you know the Word tells you that all you have to do is ask for wisdom and He gives it liberally. It should be just as easy for us to receive an answer as it is for us to ask a question to God. Amen? Amen? We know what the Word says. But we've got to be able to receive just as easily as we can ask. Because that's how freely God gives. Amen? All His promises are yes and amen. Man, y'all easy to preach to. Tell you, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's open our Bibles to James chapter 1. We're going to start with verse 8. James 1. No, actually, we're going to start with verse 5 and read verse 8. James chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If something is unstable, is it worth anything? Really not. We've all been out to eat and gotten that table, and it just goes, dunk, dunk, dunk. This just won't sit. Not any good. Food slides off of it. Can't enjoy your meal because your table's moving. What if you got an unstable chair? You have to sit down careful. And then you're just thinking the whole time, is this thing going to collapse on me? An unstable building, fall down. So we're going to talk today about being the importance of being stable and established. Having an established heart. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Who knows what the word covenant means? Who knows that you have a covenant? We have a covenant with God. Okay? Who knows that the word is broken up into an old covenant and a new covenant? All right. Hold your hand up if you know we've got an old covenant and we got a new covenant. Amen. We're praising the Lord. Look at that. Isn't that good? But the word covenant means an agreement which brings about a relationship of commitment between God and His people. So why has God established a covenant? For a relationship with us. Amen? God's covenant has set up a framework for us to have a relationship with Him. You know, relationship's not a bad word. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have friends, to have families, to have children, to have spouses, to have a heavenly Father. Amen? That's a good thing. We should nourish our relationships, right? Is it important to take care of our relationships? Do you take care of your relationship, Mr. Jimmy? Okay. Because I know He takes care of you.
He does.
Amen. We got good husbands in here, amen.
Yeah.
Wives, speak by faith if you need to. I expected a bigger amen out of that. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go to Psalms 112. And that's going to be our main text for today, Psalms 112. But it's important that we remember what James said about being unstable. That man that's unstable doesn't have an established heart. Amen? That established foundation. Established means to set up on a firm or permanent base. It's stable if you are established. All right, so I've got a question for y'all. Do you desire to do the will of God? Do you desire to do the will of God? What is the will of God? His commandments? Amen? That's part of it. But there's over 6,000 promises in this book right here. Promises that He's given it to each and every one of us. Is it His will for us to receive those promises and for them to be functioning in our life?
Yes.
Amen? Okay, well then why aren't they? Why isn't every area of our life so abundantly blessed that we're just, man, we're just an eyelash from heaven. Amen? That's the will of God too, right? You know, it's easy for us to think the will of God, well, I've got to be obedient to His Word. And that's very important, obviously. But it's also God's will for us to receive the blessing of God. Amen? So let's look at Psalms chapter 12. We'll start with verse 1. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." So who's blessed of the Lord? The man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. That's the man that is blessed. And we know that feareth means to honor and respect. We should honor and respect His promises too. He's got so much for us and we just got to reach out and grab a hold of it. He has freely given it to us. Delighteth greatly in His commandments. That's the blessed man. Verse 2 says, "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What God gives you can't be taken away. Do you know that? Whatever God has given you cannot be taken away by man. Or the devil. Or the government. God has given that to you. It's stable. It's established. Amen? Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Forever. It can't go away. Blessed. A blessed man. His seed is mighty on the earth. He's got a legacy. It doesn't go away. God doesn't forget him. He doesn't forget his kids. Amen? Verse 4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. You realize that we are the light that somebody's waiting on. Amen? That's not only for when we need light. We are the light because the Lord Jesus lives on the inside of us. The Word of God is in us and belongs to us. We are the light that the world needs. It's longing for. And a blessed man lets his light shine. Verse 5, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Now, if you lend to people, that means you've got more than enough. You can't lend something you don't have. More than enough. Verse 6, surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. Just like I said, God doesn't forget you. Amen? You are remembered. And your testimony continues after you're gone. Amen? What you've established, what's been spoken. When the Word of God is preached, it doesn't end when you say amen, everybody leaves the door. It's still at work. It's still doing what God intended it to do. Amen? You sow a seed into good soil. And what does it do? It grows. It does what a seed does. You do know your seed knows what to do. You don't have to teach it before you sow it. We just got to teach your mind that, hey, what I'm doing is what God does. And I'm going to speak life into that. Amen? Praise God. Don't let your seed be smarter than you are. Amen? Except unless it's your kids. Okay, ultimately, you want them smarter than you, right? Right, Clark? Verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. His heart's fixed. He doesn't get tossed to and fro. Amen? He's not afraid. Coronavirus, please. That unexpected bill in the mail, you want cattle on a thousand hills. The That broken heart, not afraid. God's got me. Amen. That dream that just seems like it's not going to ever come true, Barry. I'm not going to waver. It's settled in my heart. It's established. I will not fear. It will fully manifest.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all ready to evangelize the nations?
Yes. Definitely.
An established heart will get you there. Amen. Established heart. We've got a choice. We've got a choice, right? God loves us so much to give us choices. Let's finish this, then we'll come back to that. Verse 9. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. That's what a blessed man can expect. The man who feareth the Lord and delighteth in his commandments can expect for his enemy to just melt away. Like Olaf in July. Amen. It's going to melt away. And there's no magic to bring it back. Not even at Disney World. That thing you're facing, we know who the enemy is, right? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? But the devil, he's the one who comes and attacks us. He's our enemy. But the Word tells us, if we fear the Lord and delighteth greatly in His commandments, then He just melts away and perishes. It's just gone, like it was never there. For the blessed man. Do you desire to do the will of God? Amen. I do too. The Word of God belongs to us. Belongs to us. And we know that the Word is Jesus. Jesus belongs to us. Amen. His precious blood belongs to us. It bought us. In every area of life, people. Every area of our life should look like Psalms 112. Nothing missing and nothing lacking. Amen? It's melting away. It's melting away. Is it God's will for us to be healed? I mean, y'all say that like you know it. As long as we don't fear, sickness and disease melt away and they perish. Amen? Is it God's will for us to be prosperous in our finances and in everything we do, everything we set our hand to? Poverty is under the curse of the law, and Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. He has established us in abundance, not bare necessity. God hadn't set us up to just barely get by. So stop it. Did you hear me? I said stop barely getting by. It's time to live your life in prosperity, in abundance, established. When you sit down to eat, your table don't rock. You need all the way to dessert. Your table's perfect. Amen. And it ain't held up by some wad of paper or a menu. It's on the firm foundation of the Word of God.
Yes.
Is the Word of God uneven?
No.
No. It is perfectly smooth. And it is strong. It'll hold up anything. Y'all getting out early today. Unless the Holy Spirit does something else. Y'all getting out early. Praise God. Catch that hour that we're missing back up. We'll do it 15 minutes at a time if we have to. But we're getting it back, praise God. We're established. Praise the Lord. But how do we get established? We know it's important to fear the Lord and keep His commandments. And to receive His promises. But how do we obtain that? How do we obtain anything supernatural? Come on, somebody. Faith, yes. Thank you. Somebody said faith. By faith. Now, faith is a force. Right? Faith is powerful. Amen. It is a force. A supernatural force that can go grab a hold of something and bring it into the natural. So how do we get faith? That's right. So Brianna, you're the only one here that was in my Sunday school class last Sunday. What did we talk about? Faith. And it is impossible to please God without it. Amen. She remembers. It's an impossible to please God without faith. So I think that directly goes back to Psalms 112, verse 1. Don't you think? Thanks for agreeing with me. So, if faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, what do we need to do? We need to hear it. We need to read it. We need to study it. We need to meditate on it. Amen? You know, before you pour a foundation, like a concrete foundation for a building or a house, what do? You prepare the soil. You get good dirt in there, and you compact it. Amen? And then you pour a foundation, and it can't be moved. So when we do those things, our hearts become established, unwavering, and there's nothing impossible to us at that point. All those promises, whatever area of your life, needs a touch from God, is available to us. As long as we don't waver, stand strong on our faith. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise God. God is so very good. We're going to stop. We're getting to a place, people. Things are changing. And I'm going to say something that's not new, okay? We're going to stop accepting normal. It's really just a curse. Amen? So we serve an abundant God. That same faith that God, when He stepped out and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Is there light? Is that light, has it faded? Is it still here? That same faith God has given us. Man, you can build anything on a good foundation. Thank you, Jesus. A good foundation, things stand the test of time. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. Now, if you want an established heart, if you believe Psalms 112, is there anybody here that does not believe Psalms 112? You believe it's the Word of God, amen? Then I want you to say this with me. Psalms 112 is a description of my life. My life. I will read it. I will study it. I will meditate on it. And I will have it. Well, praise the Lord. Come on, be excited. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God's so very good. And faith is critical. It is critical. But I don't want to leave here with you thinking that you've got to do this all on your own. And we're a family. And there's such a thing as an anointing in a meeting where if you need a special touch, God can do that for you. Amen? So if there's anybody here, and it doesn't matter what it is, whatever is going on, if you need a special touch, if you need us to pray with you, lay hands on you. Now's your time. Amen? But I know the Word of God's true. It's established. We got that firm foundation. You're stable. You can't be shaken. There's nothing to fear. So we all good? All right. Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your Word. I thank You for giving Your Word to us, Lord. And I thank You that Psalms 112 is a description of our life, Lord. And I thank You that this Word that's been sown today into our hearts will continue to grow and mature and spring forth a hundredfold return. That we will all be blessed men and women of God, and there'll be no lack in us. That whatever may come our way, we'll know that we are established in the Word, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love. And I thank You, whatever prayer request that we might have, whatever we may need, each and every one of us, I thank You that they're answered. That Your promises are yes and amen. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Father, we give You the honor and the glory for this. It is by Your power, that this gets done. And we thank You and praise You for this. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I love y'all. And I'll see y'all tonight.